In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 2020 has been quite a year. 1 year ago, who would have thought you'd be sitting here, socially distanced as it is, with a mask over your face? Who could have imagined all those that are sitting at home watching the Christmas Eve service on YouTube, infected, quarantining, isolating? The world has been overwhelmed by an invisible virus. The world is broken, and it's our instinct to fix it. We do not like the feeling of being helpless. We have to do something, anything. Politicians try to make this new rule and that to control the virus. Money's thrown at the problem. We try to fix things, and yet despite our best efforts, this virus is still causing no end of trouble all over the earth. 2 weeks to slow the spread has turned into a year. Vaccines are bringing some hope on the horizon, but it remains a very difficult time. Now, as bad as this pandemic is, it did not break the world. It only clarified the truth that we live in a broken world. COVID-19 reminds us that we are not in control. This year in the United States, there have been over 300,000 deaths related to the pandemic. But in a normal year, there's almost 3 million deaths from many different causes, plus another 800,000 deaths from abortion. That people are dying of COVID-19 is tragic. But death is nothing new for 2020. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The world is broken. The world broke and sickness and death flooded in when Adam and Eve listened to the lies of the prince of darkness and they sought to be like God. His first lie is still one of his favorites. Did God actually say? Did God actually say, "You shall not eat of any tree in the garden"? And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden." But God said, "You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." Our first parents believed the devil's lies. They were one with God, but then their rebellion broke the relationship. And now all people, the offspring of Adam and Eve, are by nature spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God. And there is so much brokenness in the world, so much darkness, so much disease, injury, violence, starvation, warfare, poverty. The powerful abuse the weak. Families are torn apart by lust and strife. Children are exploited for profit. Death separates you from your loved ones. The darkness of this world is oppressive, and this virus reminds you of how helpless you are against the brokenness. This year, there has been a dramatic yearning for Christmas. There's a longing for hope in the darkness of despair, peace in the chaos of the pandemic, joy in the midst of the sorrow from sickness and death, and love in the time of division and struggle. This year, folks were more anxious than ever to put the tree up and decorate the house and find some hope, peace, joy, and love in Christmas. There's a desire for some kind of contentment in the familiarity of Christmas. Because the world is broken. Because you need a Savior. You need a Savior. You're looking for a hero to save you from the brokenness of this world and the brokenness in you. You need someone with the right connections to make things happen. You need a mover and shaker to get things done. And so you come here tonight in the midst of the brokenness looking for a Savior. And you've come to the right place. What kind of glorious, powerful, connected, awesome champion do you find tonight? As you dig through the lights and the garland and the trees and the presents and the songs and the food and all the trappings of the season, you find the Savior. But you find out the Savior is a nobody. It's just a poor Jewish newborn boy wrapped in rags, lying in a manger in the little town of Bethlehem, 6 miles from the important city of Jerusalem. What kind of Savior is this? He's not glorious. He's not powerful. He's not politically connected. He's not awesome. He's not a champion. It's a helpless baby who needs his mother. This is not the Savior you expect. The unexpected Savior's birth is not announced to kings. It's not proclaimed to the rich and powerful. It's not heralded at the temple to the religious leaders. The birth of this unexpected Savior is announced to rough and tumble working men on the night shift, keeping watch over sheep in the fields. The others, with Mary and Joseph at the birth of their baby, just see a normal baby boy. They're confused when the shepherds come and tell them about the angels announcing to them, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." They wonder at this. But Mary, the mother, she's been told about this baby by the angel Gabriel, and she treasures the shepherd's words in her heart. This unremarkable little baby is the Savior of the world. The unexpected Savior does things in unexpected ways. He quietly grows to be a man in the backwater hill town, and then he's baptized into your sin. And he carries that sin to a Roman cross in Jerusalem, where he's beaten and pierced and killed for your brokenness and the brokenness of the world. He enters death to destroy death. He's laid in the tomb to sanctify the graves of all who believe in him. He rises from the dead to declare victory over death and the grave. He is the unexpected Savior. And still today, he's the unexpected Savior, forgiving in unexpected ways. In the simple water and words of holy baptism, Jesus gives you eternal life in the heavenly city, where he will be the only light. He continues to deliver forgiveness to you in his word and in his body and blood, in the bread and the wine. He is the humble servant king who calls you to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is one of the proofs for me that Christianity is true, because this is not the kind of God that anyone would invent. A God who comes to earth as a helpless infant. A God who quietly preaches and teaches and feeds and heals the lowly people of society. A God who rebukes the religious leaders and eats with the outcasts. A God whose greatest glory is suffering in humiliation on a cruel cross. A God who enters into the brokenness of the world to bring reconciliation to God the Father. A God who does not solve every problem of the world, not yet, but solves the biggest problem. A God who gives his life as a ransom to forgive the sin that separates you from God. A God who in water, word, bread, and wine restores your relationship with the Creator that was broken in the Garden of Eden. You come tonight looking for a Savior in this broken world. Your Savior has come. Your Savior unexpectedly comes to you in the flesh of that little Jewish boy lying in a manger in Bethlehem. He comes to ordinary people in ordinary places. He comes to save sinners like you and me. He comes as the Holy Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He comes as Emmanuel, God with us, who offers himself as the sacrifice to save you. He promises to come again on the last day to fully undo the brokenness of the world. He will abolish pandemics and sickness and death and evil forever and raise the dead in Christ to live with him forever in the heavenly city of New Jerusalem for eternity. In Jesus you find the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love you seek. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas.